The Vision Pro was going to be the new iPhone. It was Tim Cook's master plan to take control of the world and begin a new era of virtual reality. Everybody was talking about it, buying in, excited to see what this future technological revolution would look like. But then fast forward a year and Apple has admitted the entire thing was a giant failure, with the company now planning to completely discontinue the product. So how could this even happen? What went so horribly wrong? And why does nobody care about the Vision Pro anymore? Well, it quickly became apparent that once the novelty of the product wore off, it turned out that this new future was just a farce from the get-go.
Now I don't use it every day anymore, and it's really, there's just not that many apps. Every time I see a new article about a couple new apps that came out, I would read that and be like, is there something else I can do? Because right now, not a lot.
Now, as we all know, Apple has always marketed itself as a luxury brand. It targets customers who are willing to spend more on high-quality, beautifully crafted and fashionable products. And they're usually worth it, be it the stylish iPhone, the portable iPad, or the stunning MacBook. Apple has established itself as a brand that offers devices that integrate advanced technology with a satisfying user interface, all pioneered by Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs. All of this together justified a premium price tag, and assured customers that what they were paying for was completely worth it. But unfortunately for Apple users, the functionality and design of the Vision Pro was never worth the cost. And that's exactly why those who bought the headset felt justifiably let down. The hefty price tag of $3,499 should have guaranteed that the Vision Pro would outdo most of their other products. When you raise the bar, you have a standard to meet. However, it seemed Apple had forgotten to see if the product met the standards its consumers expected, especially compared to much cheaper versions like the Meta Quest and the new Ray-Ban Meta glasses. And this oversight had a much more damaging effect than they ever expected. The price of the Vision Pro could buy you a 16-inch M3 Max MacBook Pro with 36GB of RAM and 1TB of storage. The MacBook would not only provide 10 times more features, but it will last you a lifetime and provide you with everything you need. There's no comparison. A MacBook just wins hands down in practicality, features, and specs. And if you gave most people the option, they would choose the MacBook. Whereas the Vision Pro just seems like more of a gimmick these days. And although the MacBook can't match the Vision Pro's capabilities, the Vision Pro's many shortcomings are leading to rumors that Apple will discontinue the product, because nobody seems to really be buying it. And whilst it is a hefty price tag, the pricing just doesn't match the features here. There were only about 12 compatible apps compared to the 3,000 apps on the iPad released in April 2010. Of the 12 compatible apps, it did not feature Netflix or even Spotify, which meant right off the bat it had limited to no means of access to the most popular platforms. And the main thing with all of this augmented virtual reality stuff is that you're supposed to be hooked in. You never want to leave. You never want to escape the universe you find yourself in. It's supposed to be the ultimate feeling of dopamine, where everything you look, you're constantly wired in, always stimulated, playing games while you walk on the street, being in the cinema while you're on an aeroplane. This was the whole point of the Vision Pro, and it's why we made several videos talking about how this was such a bad idea to begin with. But as there's no real compatible apps, it means right off the bat, the Vision Pro had limited to no means of access to the most popular platforms, which leaves you with kind of just nothing. Only a select few apps that's almost guaranteed to leave a sense of anticlimax. I mean, the pricing's bad enough, and the fact that there's not even many reasons to be in this virtual world for long, with barely any overstimulation, combined with the fact that the Vision Pro only has 2 hours of battery life, it just feels like Apple wanted this product to fail. The battery is attached to the device and not only presents itself in a flimsy, unstable manner, but also contributes to its weight. The position and size of the battery gives the impression that not much thought went into this. It hangs so awkwardly, and if anyone turns too fast, you might be met with some battery bashing. Yes, you can put it in your pocket, but accidentally sitting on it might be an expensive lesson. It should have been made much more sturdy fitting on the device, and you'd think that despite all of these issues, Apple would at least try to ensure that the headsets actually sit on people's faces properly. But they didn't even do that right. Initially, the Vision Pro was meant to be released with a solo knit band with an adjustable dial that would offer a great fit and distribute weight evenly. But they opted for the dual loop band, which doesn't cover your head properly or even distribute the weight. Vision Pros weigh about 600 to 650 grams, which users start to feel under the rise after wearing the headset for a short time. Of course, this will lead to bruising and pain if not lifted and shifted to ease the discomfort. The headband is all around you, and it's just more of a bother rather than a benefit. Now, it is actually possible to buy the original solo knit band Apple designed, but who wants to pour more money into a product that already cost a small fortune? It's crazy the design team never took the comfort of the product into account in the cost. It just feels like Apple is trying to get as much money as possible at the expense of its consumers. And at the same time, this is far from the experience machine. It's ultimately just a boring augmented reality that there's not much even to do there anyway. All of this for reportedly produced headaches, migraines, and some neck pain. It just doesn't seem like there's any practical use for this in the long term. It seems more like a toy for rich people to buy that after a week, they would never use again. But before we continue, I want to tell you about our video sponsor. You see, the most exciting thing about Cyber Monday is getting an amazing deal you wouldn't normally get, except with Raycon, because with Raycon, you get an amazing deal on premium audio every day of the year. But for Cyber Monday, they're stepping it up, offering you guys up to 30% off site-wide. So if you're looking for the perfect pair of earbuds, this is the moment to grab Raycon's everyday earbuds. I really love these earbuds because they come with an amazing 32-hour battery life, in addition to multi-point connectivity, which basically means I can switch seamlessly between my phone and laptop, which is really perfect for working on these videos while listening to my favorite playlists on my phone. Plus, they also have active noise cancellation, which is a total game changer. It's super ideal when you're in noisy environments. Personally, I use it a lot when I'm just on flights, as it really lets me focus without any distractions. And the design is beautiful. For me, I went with the sleek matte blue, which I've never really seen on other earbuds. It's way better than just sticking with the usual black or white. And at the same time, Raycon's quality rivals some of the biggest audio names out there. But here's the thing, they start at half the price. So you're already getting incredible value before even factoring in Cyber Monday's up to 30% off deal, which will come with the sleek protective case that supports wireless charging. With just 10 minutes of charging, I get 90 minutes of playback, which is a complete lifesaver on busy days. And this is why I use my Raycons daily, whether it's editing, hitting the gym, or just listening to audiobooks on a flight. So if you're on the fence, don't be, as Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't go wrong. Head to buyraycon.com/moonyt for up to 30% off site-wide. And with a battery of 2 hours, it seems like long-term use was never even possible. You can watch movies in 2D, but let's face it, most great movies are longer than 2 hours. A lot of users even reported some motion sickness from the visuals. If you intend to do your work with the Vision Pro, it takes time to get used to all the features. 2 hours at a time, of course. And once you get into the swing of things, you will need a 1.5 hour break every 2 hours to recharge the battery. You could buy another battery at an extra cost and keep swapping them out, but it just seems so impractical for long-term use. And who wants to carry another battery around? And even if you did buy the Vision Pro, you have to do a personalized facial scan to see which of the 28 different light seals work for the new Vision Pro owner. If this isn't done, it can impact the comfort level and the amount of light leaks that can interfere with eye tracking. Now, the obvious problem here is that it indicates that the Vision Pro is set up for one user only. Guests can use it, but they have very limited access, which could disrupt the settings. And while the Vision Pro does cater to FaceTime, a call won't connect to the headset automatically. Shows that the team overthought the practical uses and didn't even bother with certain features, FaceTime being one of the most critical. However, the design may be intimidating to use casually because of its exorbitant cost and fragility. Although the magnetic light blocking attachment is high quality, its general fragility raises concerns. If the Vision Pro is used during activities or handled by someone unfamiliar with its parts, it poses a high risk. People walk into walls and doors distracted by the images, and one wrong move can damage the parts, and this would be an insanely costly repair. The keyboard also doesn't support alternative languages, so if you're not an English speaker or perhaps you want to change to your native language, this isn't actually an option on the Vision Pro. Now, to be fair, this is probably why the Vision Pro isn't sold everywhere in the world, so the chances are most people don't even have the option to buy one. However, Apple does sell the Vision Pro in Japan, China, Hong Kong, and Singapore. The headset not catering to the language is a huge oversight. These basic fundamental functions were left off, and for the price, it just seems so unjust. As when it comes to Apple, consumers never expect them to cut corners. But unfortunately, Tim Cook's new Vision Pro, the thing that was supposed to be the new iPhone, couldn't even provide a good experience with the audio without the users having to buy another product. While it does deliver good sound, it fails to block background noise. To get a better experience, one would need to add a set of Apple's newest versions of AirPods, another big expense to a better product that should have been factored in originally. And of course, the Vision Pro is only compatible with other Apple products, which might be fine if you're already an Apple user. However, if this is your first Apple product, you'll inevitably face challenges and disappointments. Even ordering the Vision Pro online can only be done via an Apple device unless you physically buy the product yourself from the Apple store. And on top of that, there's also no USB to a computer, which again seems like a huge oversight since most of us invariably need to transfer data at some point. In fact, that's one of the main selling points in all of the adverts. Even when connecting it to the MacBook, the AirDrop will stop working as soon as you remove the Vision Pro, which means you just keep it on your face until the task is completed. Even the eye tracking has issues. Selecting icons and hyperlinks can be tricky, and if incorrectly applied, it's such a frustrating experience. If you move the window up, you ironically roll your eyes as you go too far for what the device can cater to. If the Vision Pro is not fitted correctly, you can also reduce the device's calibration. Resetting the calibration requires way too many steps, and Apple didn't factor quick fixes into the Vision Pro's visual aids. Which is why it's no wonder that it seems like Apple is going to discontinue the Vision Pro completely, as it's just such a subpar product, and yet it's basically their most expensive product. All for a bulky, uncomfortable, not easy to use, augmented reality machine that's almost 10 times the product of their competitor, the Meta Quest. But at least you can wear it while traveling, right? You can watch movies, go into different universes, plug in and drop out. That was the main point of the Vision Pro. It was the main issue of our concerns in our previous videos on the product, that it's the ultimate distraction machine. And yet the Vision Pro doesn't even seem practical for traveling, one of the key selling points in the advert, as you can't put the Vision Pro in your travel bag and think it will be safely tucked in. In reality, it just becomes an awkward and inconvenient experience, and the components are so fragile and not worth the risk of breaking in your travel bag. But also, who wants to wear the Vision Pro in public? There are a bunch of videos and TikToks going viral, showing people with their Vision Pros plugged into a different world while they were on public transport. And yet suddenly it seems like these videos have completely stopped. If you go outside, you almost see nobody wearing it anymore. People wore it for a very brief time as almost a gimmick, but now it seems to be completely nowhere. Undoubtedly because you stick out like a sore thumb in the public eye, and almost seem like a complete weirdo who needs to be overstimulated at all times. And of course, compared to Meta's Ray-Ban glasses, you just draw so much attention to yourself. This isn't like wearing a pair of glasses. At least with Meta's Ray-Ban glasses, it's almost indistinguishable from normal glasses. And this is the key issue that Apple is facing right now. The Vision Pro stepped into the virtual reality and augmented reality sector already under Meta's dominance. Meta's Quest range has secured a position with budget-friendly and user-friendly gadgets. The Vision Pro's emphasis on premium attributes isolated the general user base, pitting it against significantly more economical and user-friendly alternatives. And customers started dropping their Vision Pro and selling it once they realized there was really nothing they could even do with it. So what does Apple have to say about this? Well, Apple first projected that about 800,000 Vision Pros would sell out within a year. However, the low production yields and supply chain issues meant Apple could not even meet its own projections. By the time they'd sorted out these issues, the Vision Pro didn't quite have the same sway on buyers, and most people had already moved on from the gimmick. And the customers that did buy it continued to complain, which led Apple to drop their projections to 400,000. One employee said they had suspended production of the Vision Pro components in May, and now production is expected to come to a complete stop by the end of November in 2024. CEO Tim Cook said that not everyone would take the new Apple innovation into their hearts, and he further explained that it was more of an early adopter product, meaning it was aimed at customers who wanted technology ahead of its time. And while this hasn't slowed Apple down, they are now deciding to hold off on the second generation of the model for a year, as they intend to release a cheaper, more advanced model in 2027. And even aim to produce computer contacts in 2030. But it's almost a good thing that this doesn't work, as a dystopian future of everyone plugged in, overstimulated all the time, never turning it off in their own little isolated universe, seemed like a nightmare Black Mirror situation that was dawning on all of us. As if you think you're already addicted to your phone, constantly scrolling and watching videos, can you even imagine how addicted you would be with your own perfect universe created around your own tastes? And it seems like the failure of the Vision Pro shows that the public generally rejects this idea.